You are listening to Spirit World Restless with DJ Judy on Spirit Plans Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Greetings, I'm Sidella.
And I'm Skip Marley, and we stand for racial justice.
Every time.
We're sick and tired of the ism, schism, being dying, go to heaven in Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand, Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Now you see the light.
Of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children.
For your rights,
you've got to
get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Life is your right.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up the fight.
Stand up for your rights.
No, no, no.
Get up, stand up.
Fear is the enemy.
Don't give up the fight.
Never give up the fight.
Never give up the fight.
Okay, so what would you like to read next?
I was thinking Jude.
That's a great idea.
Jude's haiku. Daily arson, birds wake up to burnt and sing morning hope. Pretty songs, burning fields, morning salad. Seems to be lots of burning. Soft smell of burnt rides on the cool breeze. Yesterday's fires. Homeward bike ride within winds of the desert, seashore air. I'm trying to like picture her reading them and read them like.
Oh, yeah. Homeward bike ride within winds of the desert, seashore air. That's very good. That's very good. We're good at our tune imitations.
We've seen her often enough.
Yeah.
Emptiness of mind. Time to gaze at Jupiter. Listen to distant booms. Depths slow down. Sounds of nature. Sense of ground. Slight breeze on skin.
Got it. Got it. Awesome.
Those were very nice.
Yeah.
We know how to do Jude.
bring them up with you all the way to the highest ground.
So, hello. This is Judy from Kibbutz Neir Oz, and hi, I hope you're all fine. I just came back from a 3-day retreat with a Buddhist nun, and it was a little bit heavy. I'm going to read some haiku, and then we'll see what we can do. Hidden under overgrowth, patience required. Interesting, because this retreat was about patience, and how it's the first line of defense when we feel anger. First of all, patience, take a pause, and then there are other steps, but okay. Next. Arise, morning, runners, writers, dogs, and birds. Witness the sunrise. Early morning blasts, fools and saints in headlines, here with my breathing. Longer silence, sweeter meditation bell, each day more precious. And maybe because of my age or because of the times we live in, when I meditate, each day really seems more precious. Bright blue sky, rustle of palm fronds, body breathes deeply. Jerusalem birds, sage-filled garden, house of olives. This haiku was written when I went to visit my son and his girlfriend. They live in a place called Beit Zayit, which is called the Village of Olives. And in the early morning, you can see Jerusalem, you can hear birds, and their wonderful garden is filled with sage and lettuce and bok choy. And a very special place. Dear October, each day a touch of cool, lingering sunshine. Kibbutz, dogs and cats, secret ownership, tenacious ideals. This next one is about our kibbutz store, which they don't seem to stock very much, so I had to write this. 3 plums in the store. Only 3 plums and no grapes. Night prayers for plums. Pedal on through the night. Belief as fuel. Okay, maybe this also needs explanation. I live on the border with Gaza, and when I bicycle my way to school, on my back is the Gazans, and you never know, there might be a balloon coming overhead with like incendiary materials that cause a lot of fires. There might be all kinds of things, so my belief takes me up the hill towards the sunshine. Chorus of jackals, explosions on the border. Sleeping? No problem. Mind plots mutiny. Takeover of fingers, helpless to resist. And now I would like to present to you the No Problem Party poem by Diane de Prima. I searched for her reading it herself. I couldn't find it. But I really wanted to say it out loud because this poem has been in my mind for a long time, many years actually. And here I go. No Problem Party Poem, Diane de Prima. First glass broken on patio, no problem. Forgotten sour cream for vegetable, no problem. Lewis McAdam's tough lower jaw, no problem. Cops arriving to watch belly dancer, no problem. Plastic bags of melted ice, no problem. Wine on antique tablecloth, no problem. Scratchy stereo, no problem. Neighbor's dog, no problem. Interviewer from Berkeley Barb, no problem. Absence of more beer, no problem. Leering Naropans, no problem. Cigarette butts on the altars, no problem. Marilyn vomiting in planter box. No problem. Phoebe renouncing love. No problem. Louis renouncing Phoebe. No problem. Hungry ghosts? No problem. Absence of children? No problem. Heat? No problem. Dark? No problem. Arnica scattered in nylon rug? No problem. Ashes in bowl of bleached bone and juniper berries? No problem. Lost sati tape? No problem. Loss of temper? No problem. Arrogance? No problem. Boxes of empty beer cans and wine bottles, no problem. Thousands of styrofoam cups, no problem. Gregory Corso, no problem. Allen Ginsberg, no problem. Diane De Prima, no problem. Anne Waldman's veins, no problem. Dick Gallup's birthday, no problem. Joanne Kieger's peyote and rum, no problem. Wine, no problem. Coca-Cola, no problem. Getting it on in the wet grass, no problem. Running out of toilet paper, no problem. Decimation of Penny Royal, no problem. Destruction of hair clasp, no problem. Paranoia, no problem. Claustrophobia, no problem. Growing up on Brooklyn streets, no problem. Growing up in Tibet, no problem. Growing up in Chicano, Texas, no problem. Belly dancing, certainly no problem. Figuring it all out, no problem. Giving it all up, no problem. Giving it all away, no problem. Devouring everything in sight, no problem. What else in Alan's refrigerator? What else in Anne's cupboard? What do you know that you haven't told me yet? No problem, no problem, no problem. Staying another day, no problem. Getting out of town, no problem. Telling the truth, almost no problem. Easy to stay awake. Easy to go to sleep. Easy to sing the blues. Easy to chant sutras. What's all the fuss about? It decomposes. No problem. We pack it in boxes. No problem. We swallow it with water. Lock it in the trunk. Make a quick getaway. No problem. No problem.
Ain't got no home. Ain't got no shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class, ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweaters, ain't got no perfume, ain't got no love, ain't got no faith. I ain't got no culture, ain't got no mother, ain't got no father. Ain't got no brother, ain't got no children, ain't got no aunts, ain't got no uncles, ain't got no love, ain't got no mind. I ain't got no country, ain't got no schooling, ain't got no friends, ain't got no nothing. Ain't got no smokes, ain't got
listening to Spirit World Restless with DJ Judy on Spirit Plans Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Brain on the pillow. Body shifts to upright. Two separate lives. Curtain opens. Blast of rain takes center stage. Roof percussion. Thunder and lightning, rhapsody of sound effects. Candles stand alert. Rabbit from hat. People from elevator. Thoughts from blank mind. Chinese words enter consciousness, travel through dreams. Metaphor reruns, staircases and bus routes on the backs of seals. Ceasefire, along with quiet, doubts tiptoe through moments. Long night of booms, been here, done this, peace seeds dormant. Waterfalls, lakes decorate cityscapes while Negev stays dry. Our foreign voices join in Tibetan chants. Resonance lingers. Spiral of days. Moment leads to moment. Tiniest changes. Amidst the chatter, silence is my refuge, ready when I am. And with that, I was looking for a poem to read, and I discovered Maya Angelou's poem, A Brave and Startling Truth. So here we go. A Brave and Startling Truth by Maya Angelou. We, this people, on a small and lonely planet, traveling through casual space, past aloof stars, across the way of indifferent suns, to a destination where all signs tell us it is possible and imperative that we learn a brave and startling truth. And when we come to it, to the day of peacemaking, when we release our fingers from fists of hostility, and allow the pure air to cool our palms. When we come to it, when the curtain falls on the minstrel show of hate, and faces sooted with scorn are scrubbed clean, when battlefields and Colosseum no longer rake our unique and particular sons and daughters up with the bruised and bloody grass to lie in identical plots in foreign soil, when the rapacious storming of the churches, the screaming racket in the temples have ceased, when the pennants are waving gaily, when the banners of the world tremble stoutly in the good, clean breeze, when we come to it, when we let the rifles fall from our shoulders, and children dress their dolls in flags of truce, when landmines of death have been removed, and the aged can walk into evenings of peace, when religious ritual is not perfumed by the incense of burning flesh, and childhood dreams are not kicked awake by nightmares of abuse. When we come to it, then we will confess that not the pyramids with their stones set in mysterious perfection, nor the gardens of Babylon hanging as eternal beauty in our collective memory, not the Grand Canyon, kindled into delicious color by western sunsets, nor the Danube, flowing its blue soul into Europe, not the sacred peak of Mount Fuji, stretching to the rising sun, neither Father Amazon, nor Mother Mississippi, who, without favor, nurture all creatures in the depths and on the shores. These are not the only wonders of the world. When we come to it, we, this
people on this minuscule and kithless globe who reach daily for the balm, the blade, and the dagger, yet who petition in the dark for tokens of peace. We, this people on this mote of matter, in whose mouths abide cankerous words which challenge our very existence, yet out of those same mouths come songs of such exquisite sweetness that the heart falters in its labor and the body is quieted into awe. We, this people, on this small and drifting planet whose hands can strike with such abandon that in a twinkling life is sapped from the living, yet those same hands can touch with such healing, irresistible tenderness, that the haughty neck is happy to bow and the proud back is glad to bend. Out of such chaos, of such contradiction, we learn that we are neither devils nor divines. When we come to it, we, this people, on this wayward, floating body, created on this earth, of this earth, have the power to fashion for this earth a climate where every man and every woman can live freely without sanctimonious piety, without rippling fear. When we come to it, we must confess that we are the possible. We are the miraculous, the true wonder of this world. That is when, and only when, we come to it. And I want to say that this year I'm teaching a group of ninth grade boys the skills of mindfulness and meditation, empathy, compassion. And yesterday we were able to sit and meditate for 5 minutes without anyone punching anyone, giggling. It was amazing. There's hope. After I took them through a short series of energetic Qigong exercises to amplify their energy, I invited them to draw their hands and to color them, just to color them in any way they feel the energy. And so they did.
Somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. But me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. We won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Live with a bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I say somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Fast enough so we can fly away. We gotta make a decision. We leave tonight or live and die this way. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. The city lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged, and I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Fast car, and we go cruise and entertain ourselves. You still ain't got a job. I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. 'Cause I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged, and I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. I got a job that pays all our bills. You still drinking late at the bar, see more your friends than you do your kids. I always hope for better, but maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take a fast car and keep on driving. Cause I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged, and I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Slow body roll. 5 a.m. flashes her stuff. Irresistible. Haiku on strike. No explanation. Slight scent of blank. A hidden source of words. Coin tossed into reservoir. Birth of new mantra. Confusion. Rain. Birds? Clock switch? War? Morning questions. A little rain. A series of booms. Silence brings relief after the bomb blasts. Quiet re-entry to morning. Senses alert. Color therapy. The blackest espresso, magical smile, brain in the back seat, heart and soul behind the wheel, joyride haiku, spotlight on what is, delusions whooshed away, one precious moment, window slides open, newly sprouted leaves, a choir of spring, new season, morning excitement, my child laughs within, open windows,
honeysuckle, and hen houses. Spring on the kibbutz. Thank you.
discarded glasses, empty water bottles, yesterday's heat wave. Out of the darkness, the call of a loon, ancestral greeting. Hardly begun, day offers choices, politics or smiles. She hugs her knees in mourning position, loath to unfold. Waves of ideas ride the sounds of mourning, burps and songbirds. Scent of pines, forests on Jerusalem hills, suddenly aflame. Smooth wooden floors, meditators on cushions, tears of release. Morning, compassion. May we all live free from fear, all living creatures. Thread weaves in and out. Morning embroidery, each stitch counts.
Saturday's dance, would they crowded the floor? Couldn't bear without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. They have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thank you.
welcome to a few moments to sit down. Bring your attention to your body. Please accept this invitation to find a comfortable place, a place where you won't be disturbed, and get comfortable. Settle into the cushion or into the chair. Arrange your body so you are as comfortable as possible. And let's begin to notice what's going on at the moment. Let's bring our attention to our feet and our legs, our hips, stomach, our abdomen, our backs, shoulders, noticing that the breath is ongoing without us doing a thing. Let's notice our faces, if there's tension there. The space within our mouth. Can we relax? Our forehead. The spot between our eyebrows. Open, open and relax. And we notice that we inhale and exhale. Let's take a few moments just to notice that that's what's happening now. Exhale all that we don't need. Inhale sweet energy. We might notice so many things. The movement of our bellies. The air coming in and going out of our noses. And if we notice any tensions, a chance to relax. Few moments to pay attention. This moment and how I am. And we can inhale, circling our arms upwards, filling our bellies, exhaling, releasing it all. One more time. Exhaling, releasing everything, and slowly coming back to the room. We can move our toes and our feet, our legs. Wiggle our fingers and our hands, our shoulders. We can smile. Give ourselves a hug. And carry on with our day.
And I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this hour. Thank you.
belief in the relief from the chains of the brain, incorporating stagnation of nonsense, common sense, dispelling the welling of stress repressed by the incapable, unable under a maple table fable of missed myths, hissed through lips puckered, tuckered from bellowing,
yellowing screams of dreams, created, fixated, uninitiated, constipated, knee-jerked, overworked, underpaid, overabused, misused, calculations of relations, unguarded, farted through whole holes opened, hoping for paramount visions bringing ringing of hell's bells, chiming, whining, dining on chosen frozen dinners for winners and sinners, repeating, deleting, cheating
only those who knows not some of the flotsam that climbs rhymes structured, butchered by lives knifed into segmentations, regimentations, compartmentalizations, assessing the mess undressed before mirrors of reflections being microscoped, telescoped, heliodoped into volumes hinted, printed, minted, and filed, defiled, refiled,
across spectrums, rectums, aching to be heard like herds of words, corralled by fences of defenses, designed, resigned, a number through 16,104,000,000, not counting subletters, A through Y, omitting the Z, under fluorescence of innocence, where mark of the dark becomes praised, crazed, raised into ways of known, now blown.